then we had no stove.
Where did the smoke go from the stove?
Through the stove pot.
There. It may sound kind of funny that I'm asking you these things, but I just wondered how you had it arranged. If the flue was what you called the stovepipe, or if the stovepipe went into the flue.
Well, that's the stovepipe all it was. That's a rainproof on the side of the house, or sun saddle, I call it. And then the saddle set right up on top of the house, come like that. The saddle set over, but the cook stove had this sun saddle down on the side of the house. And it would go up through there, and then after later years we had to build a brick flue. And in this new house it was a brick flue from the ceiling up out of the roof. It was a square house and a square flat top roof with a flue. Jimmy went up through the brick flue, what I called that, went up through the top of the.
What did you call the bottom of your fireplace?
Which?
The bottom of your fireplace. What was that called?
Rock. The hearth. Hearth came out in front of the fireplace.
What did you put your logs on when you burned them in the fireplace?
Log irons.
These were metal things?
We used, a back log. And then these, I think they call them far irons now. I don't know, but we call them dog irons. They was iron bent. Laid logs on the big part and then here and the smoke would go up there.
Did you have anything over your fireplace? Anything you, where did you keep your clock?
We had a hearth up above and the mantel up over the fireplace. And then the hearth came out like this, and the hearth and the fireplace set back outside of the house there and built that on the outside of the house. And fire set back in there on the different rocks up and built up to the level floor, and cut out the house here, wall out of the house, and the fireplace set back in outside of there, and put a wooden here, and it's come out through the wall of the house.
Did you have any trouble with your flue, with that old black stuff in there?
Yeah, we'd have to clean the set out of those, or out of our stove. But the fireplace, there was no set in it. It dragged
out.
It dragged and take it out. But the stove would have to clean the set out with it and fill the stove part of the stove up.
Did you clean your fireplace often?
Oh, every day we'd have to take the ashes out.
What color were these, the ashes?
This was an ashes.
The gray or black?
Gray.
White?
Gray and white and black smutty. Yep. You can go out and burn a brush pile. All that kind of charcoal was in it.
What did you use to start your fire?
I usually used kindling, just small end, paper brush, or cut kindling for it. Start for it.
Did you ever burn coal?
Oh, way later years. Last 2 or 3 years I batched down, burnt the stove up with coal. But we had a kerosene heater in our front room. That was late, way later years, before we moved in here.
What did you carry your coal in?
Just old bucket, any kind of bucket you could hold on.
Nothing special, huh?
No, nothing special.